we work, we create networking opportunities, and we do this communication piece, which this relationship with you sort of falls under. We do Arts Pulse, which is a multimedia, multi-stream, platformed kind of communication arm. And then we do some radio programming and other things.
And it's, and the blog, by the way, Chris does a great job on that. He's kind of in charge of it, right?
Arts Pulse is Chris's piece, and I will take great credit for creating that position and getting Chris into this office.
Very good, very good. You know what I'm going to do here? We were going to talk about the Fargo TV show, but I think what we'll do is we'll let the audience just kind of wait for it, and we'll do a couple of other things first for going to the TV show.
Build the excitement.
Yeah, build it. You got it. You got it. You know the radio biz, too. let's talk about Theater B. They got a new production coming up.
They do. It's a show called Clybourne Park. So if you know anything about the play from the 50s, which then turned into a movie called A Raisin in the Sun by a young African-American playwright named Lorraine Hansberry.
Okay, I know. Yeah, I'm familiar there.
The neighborhood that Mrs. Younger buys a house in is Clybourne Park. So the first act takes place with white neighbors who do not want an African-American family to move in. And the second act takes place in the present with African-American families who do not want white families to move into the neighborhood. So it's sort of a reversal of race issues, and really, I think, probably talks to how we believe we've really evolved past a lot of our racial issues. And in many ways, we haven't.
It's kind of exciting because of this, I should say, racial issues, but a lot of the theater around Fargo-Moorhead right now will deal with very much with some of these controversial subjects.
You know, I think that it's a great time in this community. Some people are sort of feeling like there might be too much theater going on, but I really think we need to spin that and say, with all this theater going on, it's really pushing some social issues. Not everybody's doing social issue plays, but a lot of places are doing them throughout the year. And so it's great to go and be entertained at the theater, but I think it's even better to be entertained and educated or illuminated at the theater.
Go, when you leave, you're thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And this is at Theater B, which is on Main Avenue. Do we know what date that was?
It opens again? Thursday.
This Thursday,
7:30, okay. So it'll probably run 4 weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right, very good. And Scott Horvick, of course, our buddy over there.
Your pal Scott, yes. Yeah. I think Scott is in this production.
Okay. He's a great actor.
He's a great actor. I have never been on stage with Scott, but it's kind of a dream of mine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
see if you can plug that for
me. You don't need my help.
I would take help anywhere I can get it.
So that's it. That's at Theater B. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, they've got something called the Fargo Art Marathon. That's just around the corner, too.
We do. So a couple of years ago, I was at a conversation with a variety of people in town, and we were trying to kind of figure out what could we do that would be an interesting, engaging public art activity. And Sue Matheson from Catalyst Medical Center I were at the table, and she said, well, what if we did something around the Fargo Marathon, since that has become such a really important piece of this community? What if we did an art marathon? So last year we kind of did a launch of it, and we really just did a calendar around the 26 days leading up to the marathon. And this year we've taken it quite a bit further. So Myriad Mobile has created an app for us. If you go on Facebook to Art Marathon, you'll find the beginning of what's happening. So on April 26th, 2 weeks before the marathon, there are 26 art activities or art experiences that people can sign up for, participate in. There will be QR codes all over the place. We have prizes. Actually, we have really pretty remarkable prizes. So we're just excited to see people get around the marathon in an artistic way. So you have 2 weeks to do this. There's lots of ways to get involved. You can go to the website, theartspartnership.net, and find information under programming, or you can go to the Facebook page, which is just Art Marathon.
You're going to have to forgive me for my ignorance. What's a QR code?
Those things that look like they're a square and they look kind of squiggly.
Oh, okay.
You can shoot
it
with your phone.
I got it.
And
I
then
got
that it. Will register that you have attended or been part of that art activity.
Okay, I got you. That's a scan this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Dana, we're going to take a quick break because we're going to talk in just a couple of moments here about National Poetry Month, and then a television show that we're going to be attending tonight over at the Fargo Theater, and it's Archie McCullough. Dana Duval is our special guest from theartspartnership.net. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Twins baseball coming up at 6:40 tonight here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Right now we're back with our Archie McCullough segment. Chris Kurzman's got the night off. He is on assignment, let's put it that way. And his boss, Dana DuVale, is here, and she is with thearts.net. We're talking about some of the big things that are happening in town this weekend. And we also, as I lose my place here, I got to scroll back real quick here. We've not only going to talk about the Fargo show here in just a moment, but we've also got a big poetry festival. Is that,
festival. It's just National Poetry Month. April is. So one of the things we're doing on Arts Pulse is we're encouraging people to just, through their computers or their phones, record a quick little read of a poem. You know, poetry is kind of a niche market. Not a lot of people reading poetry just for the fun of it. But mm-hmm. I will say, if you're somebody who is rolling your eyes as you're listening to this, I challenge you to find a little poem. It doesn't need to be 40 pages long. Find a little poem, read it, and see if it doesn't sort of tickle your fancy.
See, when I think of poetry, I always think of something that rhymes.
Sure.
Sure, okay.
So because that I could not stop for death, it kindly stopped for me. Yeah.
So that is no problem. But then when you've got some of this more sophisticated stuff, mm-hmm. like a Sandberg or something,
right?
I read it and I can't. Apparently, I don't interpret it well. People go, no, that's not how it goes. You should read it like this.
Well,
you
know? I will say, as a former English teacher, there really often is not an exact right way to read poetry. I mean, there are some clues occasionally, mm-hmm. but poetry is really in the eye of the beholder or the ear of the hearer.
Okay. Well, apparently
we'll do some off-air lessons, Bob, and then next week you can wow Chris with your epic poetry reading.
Okay, we can try that. Hey, tonight's the big night. Fargo, the TV show, makes its debut. And boy, have we got a wingding. I shouldn't say we, but they have a wingding planned over at the Fargo Theater tonight.
They do. So Tom Musgrave is a Valley City native, MSUM graduate. Tom and I were in some theater together when we were in college.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm taking full credit for Tom being here because I'm still his contact. And so Tom plays a character called Bo Monk. So we checked with the CVB to see if they would be interested in bringing him to come back and be part of this opening. So Tom is there, and I think he has been shopped out to almost every media avenue there is in town. But he'll be there tonight. 8 o'clock is kind of a social. 9 o'clock, we'll watch the show live. 10 o'clock is a Q&A session with Tom. It's all free. I would love to see the Fargo Theater just crammed full of people. It can hold about 920. Let's get about 930 in there.
I heard something, by the way, maybe we'll have to double check this, but we were told that they think that the first episode is 90 minutes and the rest of them are 60 minutes. Have you heard anything
like that?
Oh, I
have not heard that.
Okay.
Interesting.
So we'll have to double check that. But so be ready just in case it goes 90 minutes tonight.
It's true.
Yeah. So this, what do you think about this show? Have you seen any of it? I know a couple of people have seen some advanced copies of it.
I have not seen any advanced copies. I've watched a couple of previews. It's got just an unbelievable cast. And then I will say, it's fun to watch somebody you know in something big. So I fully expect to just enjoy it.
You know, Scott and I were in a movie once.
Were you really?
Yeah.
You see, again, this is me trying to get in with Scott. Scott Horvick, are you listening?
No, that's Scott.
Oh, different Scott. Sorry,
yeah,
Scott.
No, that's okay. But I like to take credit for Bob Harris's success.
I think you
in
should,
that
sir.
Movie.
What was the movie?
What was the name of that movie again?
It was
a French word. I can't remember the name.
It was a 4-minute film about bubble wrap and cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or something like that.
48-hour
Fromage, was it maybe called? I'm just making
that up. Yeah, right. We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. It was so bad it didn't even hit YouTube.
Oh, well, that's kind of a blessing sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we've got about a minute. I'll let you just chat in because you want to talk about this community-supported art program.
I do. So this is another program through the Arts Partnership. You can find this on our website as well. It's modeled after community-supported agriculture. So 50 people can buy a share. You get 3 parties, 9 pieces of art or art experiences, wine, food. It's just this outstanding, great, great program. Went on sale a couple weeks ago. We still have a few shares left. So if you're interested, again, go to theartspartnership.net and look for CSA.
Okay, artspartnership.net. The Arts Pulse blog is on that page as well. But people, and I know there must be a lot of interest in this, but people can also sign up. You have like a weekly newsletter?
We have a weekly Thursday newsletter. So if you go to the website, you'll get a thing that'll pop up that you can sign your email into. Chris only sends out one thing a week. You will not be inundated by us. We're really careful with all of that kind of information because people don't want 1,000 emails. So once a week, you will be absolutely the most in the know about arts and culture you could possibly be.
Well, I'm going to tell Chris, thumbs up on your boss. She did a great job. And
thank you.
When he comes back, actually, I might see him tonight, too. He says he's going to be at the Fargo Theater for a little bit, and then he's going out someplace else. So it should be a lot of fun tonight, and I hope to see you out there.
I hope so, too. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Dana DeVale.
DelVal.
DelVal, that's what I said. I'm just checking if she knew. And she is with us here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're going to take a break for news, which is coming up next. And don't forget.